Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All the talk after Friday night footy last night has been the controversy, quite sadly. The Sharks and the Raiders. The Sharks were superb in that first half. Looked far and away the better side. In the second half, the Raiders did make their trademark comeback. Now, many people have said that that was spoiled by the officials on the field and in the bunker. Right now, we have Bernard Sutton, the referee's boss, who joined us. G'day, mate.
Hello, guys.
Now, the decision last night, and I know it's been a very tough evening, I'd imagine, for you, on top of a tough couple of weeks. The decision, the flag goes in the air, the Canberra players stop, it goes through, a try is said, no try goes to the bunker, it is a try, there's a forward pass. That decision, that first decision, has been criticised clearly by commentators, but also those on social media. I think it was Brayton Astor on Fox Sports who described it as the worst decision in the history of the NRL. What are your thoughts?
Well, ultimately, Tony, yeah, the decision is incorrect, and the touch judge, he erred in raising his flag, and he should have made the referees aware that he had done so and stopped the game.
Bernie, when you're watching it, like there's, you know, whether you're an analyst or just a fan of the game, and you see an error that's been made by the linesman, which we all kind of understand because, you know, you guys are under a lot of pressure when they're down there in the heat of the battle. But then when it goes upstairs and you've got qualified professionals overlooking or overseeing the decision then, and they can take all of the pain and all the argument out of the whole moment, and they get it wrong, what do they actually tell you when you go in and speak to them on a Monday? What are they actually seeing up there that we're not seeing, that's so blatantly obvious that there's an error and the try that should not be awarded?
Yeah, so when that was sent through to the bunker, it was sent through to review a potential knock-on in the lead-up by the Sharks, and that is essentially what the bunker reviewed. They weren't focused on a touch judge and whether a touch judge had raised his flag, and I come back to the error really is owned by the on-field officials, and the touch judge needed to make the team aware that he had raised his flag.
But didn't we spend all that money on the bunker so that, you know, we could eliminate the howler? And isn't it in the best interest of the game if we can all see it, and they can see it up there, why can't they just say, well, the linesman's got his flag up, the players have stopped, it's certainly not the Raiders' fault, we need to go back and we need to take that into consideration before we award this try? Why can't they do that?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing here is obviously a human error by the touch judge. And the fault really does lie there, that he needed to communicate that he had raised his flag. And at no point, and that's where the error is generated from, he hasn't actually communicated that to anybody.
But so they can see no one, Bernard. They can actually see it. We can all see it there on the review. We can see that his flag went up. Why can't the guys in the bunker see that and rule on that?
No one was actually aware at that point that he'd raised his flag.
Bernard, can I check this? Is it right? I saw Luke Phillips put this up on social media last night. Is it right that if a touch judge puts his flag up, then you're not supposed to go to the bunker anyway, according to the rule book?
Generally, that's correct. There are some circumstances where if a player was going into the corner to attempt to ground the ball for a try, and in that same motion, the touch judge raised his flag, you could still confirm that the ball had been grounded prior to going into touch. But in the situation you saw last night, yes, the game should have stopped, and it certainly shouldn't have been referred through to the bunker for a try.
Bernard, is it fair to say that the current state of refereeing under your watch is unacceptable at the moment?
No, I disagree with that statement.
Based on
what, Bernard? Because last week we had the Curtis Scott, Suliasli, Vunivalu, and then we had the Sean O'Sullivan try that was another howler. So over the course of the last, what is it, 6 days? 7 days, let's say seven, we've had three howlers. That's not a bad strike rate.
Well, we're in a game where there can be some human error. And, yep, we've seen a couple of instances in the last two rounds of that occurring. But we are working really hard to ensure that we improve our performance, and I'm really confident we'll see that over the coming weeks.
One person, of course, who was affected was the coach, Ricky Stewart, from Canberra. Now, he's obviously had a bit of a history. I thought he was pretty circumspect in the post-game media conference. Bernard, if you could just beg your indulgence, I might play a little bit of what Ricky had to say so you can have a chat off the back. Here he is.
People are turning off rugby league, and it's sad because I don't blame the referees. They've got a very, very tough job, but too many voices around them are making it too hard for them. I believe we've got very, very competent referees, and I believe their training and the work they do in regards to preparation to getting to a game is professional as it can be. We have too much noise. We have too much or too many people around them not letting them do their job. And for one, the bunker is a waste of time. The referee to be able to use it as a tool for a I don't know, is wrong.
That's Ricky Stewart there. Bernard, if we could just take that in half, let's go with the first thing about too many voices around the officials on the field. Do you believe that to be the case?
Well, what I take out of Ricky's comments there, and I've spoken to Ricky this morning and put some context around some of his comments, and Ricky said there that he believes the referees are prepared in a really professional manner and as well as they possibly can be. So that's what I take out of it, that yes, we need to continue to prepare our officials and continue to give them confidence to be able to make decisions.
Bernard, have we got the right officials in the bunker? I mean, it's just really hard to fathom that, you know, these decisions that are getting sent upstairs that are so blatantly obvious for everyone to see, even people that are untrained that just watch the game, they seem to be able to know and understand what the decision should be, but the trained officials seem to be getting them wrong. How does that happen?
Yeah, obviously we had an error last week with the Sullivan try, and that comes down to a human error. What I do know is that the system we have in the bunker is far more efficient and generally more accurate than the model which we previously had if we go back to the 2015 season when it was the old video referee sitting in the grandstand. So I'm really confident that the bunker is the right system for the NRL.
So is it the people in the bunker? So do we need new people in the bunker? Because what do we need to change to make sure that going into the finals we're not having these same discussions?
Yeah, we're working really hard around that to make sure we're improving our performance and to nail our decisions as we go forward into the finals, definitely.
Bernard, your CEO, Todd Greenberg, the boss, he came out and said when the bunker was first introduced that we wanted a 0% error rate. So clearly we're 1,000 miles away from that. What I want to ask you specifically, Tony touched on Ricky Stewart and what he had to say after the game before. Is it right, did you reach out to Ricky Stewart last night before he actually attended the press conference?
I made an offer, mate, through our media manager that if either coach wanted to speak to me prior to the press conference, that I was willing to do so.
So what are you doing there? What are you hoping to achieve there?
I was just happy to have a chat with Ricky, give him some clarity around some of the decisions.
What is the clarity around the decisions from last night?
Well, I'm certainly willing to put my hand up around the touch judge flag up, flag down incident.
Aren't you just hanging the touch judge out to dry when you've got guys up there in the box that can review it and see it was plain and simple to see that he had his flag up? Shouldn't they then look after the linesman who made the wrong decision? And isn't the whole thing about the bunker is getting the decision right, even if it's not protocol, but everyone can see that his flag was up, so that shouldn't have been a try. Everyone stopped. Isn't it about getting the decision right as opposed to following protocol that clearly doesn't work?
Yeah, I guess I really didn't see it as hanging anybody out. It was really more, you know, as an officiating department, we want to be held accountable. And in me offering to speak to either coach at that point was really me saying that, you know, I'm here and we are willing to be accountable for our decision.
Hey, Bernard, just quickly, so is there a lack of confidence with, like, touch judges and obviously the people in the, you know, the box here now? You know, you talk about being a team, as in a rugby league team, but is there a lack of confidence in and around that now?
No, I don't necessarily think so. Obviously, we work in a very difficult environment. It's quite a complex game to officiate. There's no doubt about that. There's no other sports in the world where the officials are responsible for determining the speed of play, which is through the ruck in rugby league, and also refereeing the distance which the teams are apart in the 10 metres. So there are a number of complexities to officiating it, and occasionally we see a human error, which is what we saw last night.
All right, let's talk specifics, Bernard. So the Katoa try, which we're all in agreement shouldn't have been a try. Now, are you still suggesting that the Jesse Ramian touch, are you saying that there wasn't a touch there and therefore it was actually okay, the process that the bunker followed, or...?
Well, I haven't looked through the angles which are available back in the bunker.
Oh, don't give us that. That's a cop-out, mate. Come on.
It certainly appears that there's no touch there, which, okay. So there's no knock-on in the process of that.
Right. Well, a lot of people disagree and dispute that. Right. Now let's talk about the BJ Leilua forward pass. Was that forward or not?
Well, they're always very subjective on the forward passes, but in my opinion, it's not a forward pass.
Yeah, nice.
Mate, right, that's honest. Mate. Thank you. And then what about the Josh Hodgson strip right at the very end? He stripped the ball and it goes back towards his own goalpost. So I can't work out how that's a knock-on.
Well, I'm quite comfortable when you look at his position in relation to the ball carrier that he does pull the ball forward.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not with you there, mate. You're on your own there, buddy.
What Bernard, Ricky Stewart talked about the fact that it was a job for those guys. And we all know that it's a job for your blokes as well. What happens to them? Those guys who are all involved from the bunker through. What happens to them for next week?
Well, obviously, we'll break it down. But what we've been really consistent on this year is if people make incorrect, critical decisions, which impact on the outcome of games, we've dealt with those people very consistently. So we'll sit down as an appointments committee on Monday and go back through the weekend's games, and we'll deal with a number of issues across the weekend, I'm sure.
Reviews on top of reviews on top of reviews, unfortunately, Bernard, aren't going to help the coaches or the players or the fans who are all absolutely at their wits' end with some of these decisions. So, look, we wish you all the best. We hope that... Yeah, you know, we don't want these sorts of decisions impacting on the final series or even on these critical games over the course of the next 6 or 7 weeks, because if it costs a team their season, it's going to be really hard for clubs to digest, as it is for Ricky Stewart and all of the Raiders players and fans today.
Yeah, as I say, guys, I put my hand up and say, yes, we got that wrong last night, but I can assure everyone that we're working very hard to ensure that we're improving our performance, and as we come into finals, I expect improved performances again.
All right, well, Bernard Sutton, we appreciate you fronting up today. Thanks so much, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.